Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Scope creep. I think those situations separate the hobbyist from the serious business owners. Here's what I see happen all too often. In our excitement to work with someone, we underestimate what folks need that later turn out to be more work than we bargained for. Now, we do that sometimes to keep the cost low so we don't lose the deal. To prevent these unfortunate circumstances, here are some questions to ask potential buyers before you jump into sales mode. First off, blinding flash of the obvious, what do they want? And check out how well they can articulate that. Do they have any ideas on the basics, the foundation, like who they want to serve and what they offer and how's it different, all that kind of stuff? I'm continually surprised at how few potential clients can drill down on their goals. They're great at methodology, but not on this other foundational stuff. And it's okay if they don't know or have these things. If we can help, now we can include that in the scope. But we don't want to find out that there's a big hole in the plan during the middle of our work. Another thing we want to know, what do they have already? And compare their answer to what you need to know before you begin. Now, those of us who implement fall into these traps all the time. Here's an example. If you launch social media campaigns, then you need the client's content marketing plan. You need to see any current posts so you can see what needs to be improved. We want to see the gaps during the exploration stage, not after we've scoped the project. Now, look, I know that asking for this stuff can extend the sales process. And it is tempting to strike when you get buying signals. But if we just slow down and check this stuff out, we won't have to have those awkward conversations about going off scope later. And trust me, the upfront effort is worth it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.